All right, this is a red letter day. We start Luke chapter 2. What did you talk about yesterday?
We read the fasting.
Oh, okay.
Scripture.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, every one in his own city. Came to pass is that word. Remember, whenever that's used, it's important. But it's genomai, came into existence. The decree is just the word dogma, which means an ordinance or doctrine. But we're going to spend a minute on Caesar. The Greek name for Caesar is Kaiser, like the Germans adopted as the Kaisers. The Russian's name for that is Tsar. Yeah, I don't want to go there.
Those are all the
really
terms of Caesar. That's incredible. I've never heard of it.
Right. And every one of the Kaisers, Caesars, Tsars, after they became a Christian nation, they claimed their right of kingship from Jesus Christ. Same as the House of the Tudors and the Windsors in England. And in fact, if you know, in England, there's a stone that sits under the throne, and that's supposed to be the stone that, quote-unquote, followed Christ, or followed them in the wilderness. But anyway, because you don't just become king, you can't just declare yourself king, except in the Nordic countries, when you just beat up everybody and then you're king. But they had to have a reason for being king, and their reason was that they declared that their bloodline was all the way back to. So anyway, but Caesar was the surname of Julius Caesar. And after Caesar, Julius Caesar was killed by Brutus in the Senate, let me go back. I wish John were here. He knows a whole lot more about this than I do. But anyway, the Roman Empire was old at this time, but it just had gone down, and it was nothing. It was becoming nothing. And Julius Caesar was the first great reformer and to renew the empire, but his attempts to renew it was blocked and was hated by the Senate because it was taking Julius Caesar took away the power from the Senate, and so there was all kinds of turmoil. And then it started after Caesar's death. It went back, started to go back down, and then Augustus Caesar is the one that really perfected the Roman Empire as we know it in history. And so this guy is really important in history. But and then all of the emperors afterwards took Caesar as an appellation or a title, and again, sort of claiming their bloodline from Julius Caesar, because he was the one that was most Caesar, as I said, that's what that word means. Augustus, however, is a word that means venerable. Now, and it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. Now, this is also the time when Mark Antony and Cleopatra were doing their shtick. But when Caesar Augustus took over, this word, it says tax, that's not the right word, that's a mistranslation. What he did was unique. it says to be enrolled, but what it meant was he declared that every province in Rome, I mean in the Roman Empire that was then extant, had to be measured. What this word is, enrolled, meaning all of the properties had to be defined, the boundaries of the different properties, the roads had to be mapped. It was a huge thing in the Roman Empire. I think it took 12 years to accomplish. So this taxing wasn't, I mean, what we say is tax, wasn't tax. It was this idea of describing the Roman Empire so they would know exactly what they had. And one of the things they did with that, of course, is tax people. But it was a huge, huge undertaking. And it was one of the first times in history that kind of an undertaking had ever was ever done. I wish John were here. He knows this stuff. And the word all the world is pas ukumi. And it means not just all the world, it means the inhabited world that was under their control. And as I said, should be taxed is a grapho, which means to register in records, described. So, Augustus didn't want to be emperor. And that's probably why he was considered one of the greatest Caesars. But he was rejected three times from the Senate asked him, and finally, there was some kind of a poll or something. But anyway, the bottom line was all of the Roman Empire wanted him to be. He rejected the Senate, but when all the people said they wanted him to be the Tsar or the Caesar, then he accepted finally. Now, there's some interesting stuff about in verse 2. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, or to be enrolled again. I hate that word taxed. Everyone in his own city. Cyrenius, it's a Greek word meaning, it comes from obviously the Latin, but it means warrior. And he was governor of Syria twice. Now, Syria wasn't what we think of as Syria now. It was everything from the Mediterranean to the Euphrates, from Tarsus to Arabia, and then the southern portion was Mediterranean and what was then Palestine. So it was this huge area that includes Iraq and Iran. And this is the area that the right-wing Christians and this ultra right-wing group in Israel that's privately funded is trying to affect, because in their world, in their mind, again, the ultra-conservatives believe that they have to be in control of all this land and all these countries before their Messiah can come. Just like in the antithesis of that is the Mahdi, which is a group of the sect, the right-wing sect of Islam, who the Mahdi is I guess he's the 13th, whatever they call him. But he's supposed to be hiding out in a cave, and Israel has to be destroyed before he can make his appearance. He's the type of Messiah in the Arabic world. So these issues and these clashes between, it's really religious, but they're all wrong. There's no more Jew, no more Greek, no more Arab, there's no more Israel, there's no more Syria, there's no, from God's standpoint, there's only two left, the bride and the whore, the vessel of wrath and the vessel of mercy. But think of the political turmoil and the wars and the killings that have been done in this crazy and crazy interpretation of either Islam, Judaism, or Christianity. And that the effect of all this stuff that's going on here is still, it's still manifest. Everybody understand that a little bit? But this is, okay. Who is this power walker?
I don't know. She walks the garden.
I know. She told me. Okay, again, he was twice governor of Syria. He was governor of Syria first. Again, that means he was right under the Caesar for all of that land we just described. And he was twice governor of Syria, first from 4 B.C. to 1 B.C. And this was, the best historians say Christ was born in 4 B.C. And that's when he made the first enrollment. And now, that's the one that's described here. And then they made a second enrollment or description of all of it. They did it again. Let's go to Acts 5. Is this interesting to anybody else but me? Acts chapter 5. To me, all this stuff makes the Bible come alive, but it's just me. This is when I guess it was Peter and somebody were imprisoned. And then they made their defense. Let's see. Let's start to verse 27. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, "Did we not straitly command you that you should not teach in this name? And behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood upon us." Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you slew and hanged on a tree. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sin. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him." When they heard that, they were cut to the heart and took counsel to slay them. Then stood there up one in the council, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a doctor of the law, had in reputation among all the people, and commanded to put the apostles forth a little space. And he said to them, "You men of Israel, take heed to yourselves what you intend to do as touching these men. For before these days rose up Theudas, boasting himself to be somebody, to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, who was slain, and all and as many as obeyed him were scattered and brought to naught." Now, there, what he's describing, remember, this was the time of the 70th week of Daniel. And a whole bunch of either guys that had a political agenda or just nuts claimed to be Messiah. And now what Gamaliel is describing to the council is he's giving two or three examples of these guys who claim to be Messiah. And it's important. We'll hear what he says. "For before these days, Theudas," boasting himself again, Theudas boasted himself to be Messiah, "to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, who was slain, and all as many as obeyed him were scattered and brought to nothing. After this man rose up Judas of Galilee in those days of the taxing," or the enrolling, "and drew away much people after him. He also perished, and all, even as many as obeyed him, were dispersed. And now I say unto you, refrain from these men, and let them alone. For this, if this counsel be, or this work be of men, it will come to naught. But if it be of God, you cannot overthrow it, lest haply you be found even to fight against God. And to him they agreed. And when they had called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. So again, this is the second taxing, or the second enrollment. Now is what is when, again, Cyrenius is still governor of Syria, and it was under him that this second taxing or enrollment was done. Okay, and this was about, this would have been 34 or 35 or something like that. All right. All right, back to Luke 1, chapter, verse 2.
Luke 2?
Hmm?
Are we in Luke 2?
Yeah, excuse me, Luke 2. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. Now, governor is a word that where we get the word hegemony. Hegemony. I can't even pronounce it.
Hegemony.
It's the Greek word hegemoiu. It means to lead or to reign or blah, blah, blah. Assyria means exalted. And when Christ talks about them that exalt themselves, he's referring not just to the men who do it, but to the nations who do it. So Assyria is exalted. And it was a huge portion of the Roman Empire. I mean, it went for all the way from the River Euphrates, which is Iraq, all the way up to, which now part of Turkey, where Tarsus was, all the way over to Saudi Arabia, and then all the way over to the Mediterranean, and then the southernmost part of what was then Palestine. So, I mean, these were huge deals. And it was going on. The first taxing was, some say that Augustus Caesar was named Caesar on the day that Christ was born, but they're just, I think, trying to make a little too much of it. Now, okay. And all went to be taxed, everyone to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. I feel like quitting. Let's just stop there, unless anybody has any questions. This is sort of the introduction to Luke 2, to get the stage setting, okay? Any thoughts or corrections or... It was a big deal to be enrolled when we did. All righty, take it, big guy. We have a short Bible study today.